Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Good morning. My name is Carol Del Valle, and I saw a charge to my account for $59.87. Could you tell me, please, what this is?
Okay, yes, ma'am. What is the billing address?
3010 Ridgewood Drive in Christiana, Tennessee, 37037.
Okay, allow me just a moment. I'm looking it up now.
All right.
Okay, it shows me a contest entry with Bitesub for $59.89, and that's a meal planning app that helps with different recipes for your diet. When you place the order, you take a survey online. At the end, you select an item. You pay the shipping costs plus the contest entry.
Okay, I want to get out of this because I shut my card down because I didn't recognize it. It was, to me, it was a contest, or not a contest, but a thing for Dyson and Home Depot, and it's a phishing scam where you take a survey. So are you able to refund me the money?
So you said you canceled the card. You disputed the charge?
I'm sorry?
You said you canceled the card. Did you dispute the charge?
Yes, I'm going to call them back now. I'm going to dispute it.
Okay, so what you'll have to do in regards to a dispute, I'm not sure if they explain to you that when you dispute, what they do is they verify whether or not you took that survey and submitted, they won't be able to refund you. So what you'll need to do is you'll have to call back with your financial institute on the line, and you'll have to be willing not to dispute to be able to receive a refund. Do you want to write down the cancellation number?
All right. Yeah, it was a little confusing, that thing. It made you think that you were, you know, involved in getting a free a product and just pay $5, and now I got a charge of 59 something, and it was just, it's not a good, you know, setup on your website of what is really going on. So, okay, so I'm ready for the cancellation number.
That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 920.
Mm-hmm.
688-314.
Okay. And how do I just call my bank and tell them this, and then they'll be able to, what do I do? I didn't understand.
You need to make a third party call. So you'll call the bank, and then you'll request that they make a third party call for you, and they'll handle the call.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.